This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
The North Texas stories you need to know. This is the All Local from News Radio 1080 KRLD.
Run into a lot of people. They're headed out of town for the weekend.
AAA says more than a third of all licensed drivers in Texas will be on the highways this weekend. That's almost 6 million people on the roads. At this Buc-ee's on Interstate 20, I found a lot of people eager to get to their holiday destinations.
We're headed to South Carolina, and we're from Amarillo.
I'm traveling to Louisiana. That's home.
What are you looking forward to the most?
The ocean, the beach. So I'm looking forward to good food and good people and family.
AAA reminds you to check the oil, check the tires, and check those windshield wipers, too, before you get on the road. Off I-20 in Terrell, Russell Scott, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
KRLD Airport Travel Update.
Well, if you are not hitting the road, maybe you are headed to the airport. Taking a look at Dallas-Fort Worth International, they've had 589 delays so far today, 11 cancellations. Getting through security right now, it's going to take you about 10 to 20 minutes if you're going to Terminal C, D, or parts of A and E are also seeing a little bit of a slowdown, so just a heads up for that. Getting through security at Dallas Love Field, however, should take you 10 minutes or less. And Dallas Love Field has had 106 delays today, zero cancellations so far.
A lot of people showing up for one of the top fireworks shows in the country right here in North Texas.
Addison's Kaboom Town was ranked third best fireworks show in America during a USA Today poll. Mary Rosenbleeth says they'll shoot off more than 4,000 fireworks.
That are fired 500, 600, 700 feet into the air. 1,400 of those will be in the finale, so the last 2 minutes.
Some people started staking out their spot before noon, saying we might all be arguing about politics, but the 4th of July can bring us back together.
We're here to celebrate the same thing. We all have the same rights and everything. There's a lot of places you can't argue about it, and we have that freedom to do so.
And this is the 40th year for Kaboom Town. Rosenbleeth says this year even has a Christmas in July market, where kids have designed crafts like cell phone holders and balloon art. In Addison, Alan Skaya, News Radio 1080 KRLD.
And of course, the 4th of July comes early tonight in Garland as well. Their Red, White, and You Festival has food trucks, a carnival, and live music leading up to the fireworks. We spoke to some people around the downtown Garland Square who say this gives them a chance to connect with their neighbors.
I love that. I think it's going to be great. It's going to be good for everybody down here because it's local.
It's been amazing. The city is able to host all kinds of activities here.
Yeah, they say Garland keeps adding new things around the square. So even though it's a big city, it still feels like a small town.
Also happening today, a shooting on a TRE train in downtown Fort Worth.
I was on the 6 bus and I saw the law enforcement when I came, and it just was really terrifying.
Public transit passengers like AJ Franklin poured outside the Fort Worth Central Station for hours after the shooting while police continue to comb through the scene on the TRE train. Detectives say this all started shortly after 11 this morning when two men got into an argument over using the bathroom on the train before it took off. Police say one of the men assaulted a man in a wheelchair, and then things escalated.
The male then, in the wheelchair, then pulled out a handgun, fired, I believe, to be a couple of times. hitting the other gentleman.
Minutes later, Fort Worth police responded to the train station. The two men were taken to the hospital and no one else was hurt.
That's Shannon Miller from NBC5. She says the shot man is stable. No word yet if the men will face charges.
Now the story of a North Texas man who saw a woman in trouble, jumped in to help, and then got arrested. This week, a grand jury cleared him. Travis Burton was in his office in Fort Worth when he and a coworker saw a woman pull into the parking lot outside, followed by a man who pulled the woman into his car and began to viciously beat her. Burton tells us he asked his coworker to call police while he ran outside to confront the attacker, armed with a handgun, which he had a license to carry.
He had pushed her inside of the vehicle. Was inside the vehicle on top of her, and he was had her held down with his left arm and was beating her pretty severely with his right hand. I don't know what's going on in the vehicle, and you know, I don't know how wise it would be to just run in full steam ahead without knowing what's going on.
Yeah, well, he screamed at the man to stop. With that gun in his hand.
I did not point it at him. I had it pointed at the ground, and I started yelling at him through the front window and said, hey, you know, you need to stop, get out. And finally, after four or five times, I just had a scream, hey! And he stopped, and he looked at me through the windshield of the vehicle, saw that I had a gun. He slowly got out of the vehicle, and I just said, hey, you need to stop. The police are on the way. Sit on the ground. They'll be here in a minute. You need to stop. And he looked at me through the window and said in a very aggressive manner, all right, then let's go. And he came around that car door and came right at me. And you have to make a decision. There's people around that could be in danger. So I figured, okay, if he gets to me and we get into a fist fight and he overpowers me and takes the gun, we're in a bad situation. And so, once he broke about a 10-foot plane, I did elect to fire a shot to disable, not to kill.
Yeah, well, he shot him in the stomach. And when police came to the scene, they arrested Burton. And he had to spend 3 days in jail. For months, the case hung over his head until this week when the case was no-billed by a grand jury. Burton later found out that the man he shot had a long rap sheet but was not arrested for beating the woman. He says what happened to him was not right. This is his message.
Cops can't be everywhere. Criminals are going to be criminals. And at some point, a good Samaritan, might need to step up and do something about it. And we don't want to foster a culture where that's just unacceptable because I know I'm going to go to jail if I try to help.
Dallas, Denton's got one going today. North Richland Hills, Hurst, Keller, and the biggest one of all is in Addison, and that is Kaboom Town, of course. If you've ever been to Kaboom Town, yeah. What a show they put on. You got 500,000. Well, we're going to find out how many exactly. I think about 500,000. But let's talk about that with the communications director in the town of Addison is Mary Rosenblith, with us now on KRLD, your mid-morning mic check, to talk about what to expect tonight. Is that like a music in the background I hear, Mary?
We already getting the party started?
Right.
I think that's the DART Silver Line testing
okay, we're
out.
Close enough.
Next year, we'll be able to get people to and from the event on that.
Oh, now see that's great because one of the things that we've been talking about this morning is how hard it traditionally is to get in and out of Kaboom Town. Man, you got DART, you got that new Silver Line. Is that's going to be up and running?
It'll be up and running next year, so we're really
next year.
Excited
okay.
to have that as an option.
So they're testing right now.
They are testing right now. Yes, they are. We're super excited about it.
That'll make a huge difference. Tell me what we've got going on tonight.
This is our 40th anniversary. So for four decades, we have been bringing Kaboom Town to North Texas. And it is even bigger and better this year. We're super excited about it. We've got our air show that kicks off at 7:30 and then the fireworks at 9:30. And like you said, our show is the number 3 rated show in the country by USA Today. We're pretty proud of that.
What do you think makes it so special? Why is it the number 3 in the entire nation?
I think there's a couple of things. When you look at the list, we're the only small town. Addison is only 4.4 square miles. So we bring a little small town charm to everything we do. We're known for our events. So we do things big and we do them bold. And I think the air show is a big part of yeah. what the, you know, the interest is for Kaboom Town. But we also do a big show. It's a 25-minute show. It's simulcast on a radio station so everybody can enjoy the boom set to the music. We've got over 4,000 shells, and 1,500 of those will go off in the last 2 minutes for the finale. It's a pretty spectacular finale.
I was going to ask you, from a pyrotechnics standpoint, the mm-hmm. preparation for this, I know it's been going on for a long time. What are they doing right now? What's going on as we speak?
So right now, they have 7 big trailers filled with fireworks that they are busy connecting. They've got them set out near the landing site or near the site where they'll be set off. And they're doing all of the last minute. There's a lot of digital components to this, really, to have everything set off when they're supposed to be set off. So they're getting all of the last minute details set on that. When we get closer to the time, they'll move those mobile trucks, those trailers into place, and they'll wait for the sign to get started.
You talked about it. 4 square miles is basically Addison, and yet how many people? You're expecting hundreds of thousands of people to this thing. How are you able to do it?
We are. You know what? We've got some amazing partners. We are 4.4 square miles, but we have over 200 restaurants and 22 hotels. So those restaurants are hosting parties. Those hotels are full. We've got thousands of people in the park. And to be honest, you'll find people parked along Beltline Road, along Dallas Parkway. Anywhere there is a patch of green grass, people will pull out a chair and a cooler and enjoy a good time.
And then you got DART as an option again starting next year. But I wanted to pass this along. This was a great idea. Dan Brunoff, our chief meteorologist, was talking to him off air a while ago. He said his brother did this last year, and it worked great. If you've got a truck, you throw a bike in the back of the truck, and you get to within maybe 2 or 3 miles to one of those hotels or restaurants or a grocery store, someplace with a lot of parking. You park there, you ride the bike in, And then you ride out, and you don't have to sit in the traffic. I mean, have you noticed people doing that?
I haven't, but I think that's a fantastic idea.
Yeah.
Another great idea, you mentioned the hotels. If you stay in one of our participating hotels, you get 6 free tickets to the event and guaranteed admission, even when we sell out. So
that's great too.
That's a great way. You just stay in a hotel and you can walk to the park, you can walk back afterwards, and you beat the traffic that way too.
We have friends who stayed in, they would book rooms every year. And what was it? It used to be the Kempinski. I don't know what it is now.
Yeah, it's the Renaissance now.
It's the Renaissance.
They have some great rooms that look out over the park.
Exactly.
You don't even have to leave your hotel room.
Yeah, and that's what they do. They just sit in the hotel room and, you know, move the sofa up to the glass and just watch the show.
Not bad.
A lot of ways to do it. Mary, thank you so much. This is great stuff. Again, it's Mary Rosenbleeth with the town of Addison. It's Kaboom Town, 3rd best in the country.
That's crazy. That's right in our backyard.
And it's coming up tonight. So if you don't see it, you'll probably hear it.
Oh, yeah.
The All Local is updated 3 times a day. For the latest news, weather, and traffic, listen to News Radio 1080 KRLD. Visit KRLD.com, download the Odyssey app, or ask your smart speaker to play News Radio 1080 KRLD.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.